Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 30th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. Apple announced it earned 73 cents per share on revenue of $64.7 billion, beating analysts' expectations. iPhone revenue dropped 26% in the year to $26.4 billion. Mac sales were up 29%, iPad sales up 45%, wearables were up 20.8%, and services were up 16% in the year. The company also announced its Apple One subscription bundles are available as of October 30th. In Q3, Amazon earned $12.37 per share on revenue of $96.1 billion, both substantially beating analyst expectations. AWS revenue was up 29%, subscription revenue up 33%, and its advertising-dominated other category was up 51% in the year. Alphabet reported it earned $16.40 per share in Q3 on revenue of $46.17 billion, well above analyst expectations. Overall ad revenue was up 9.7% on the year, with YouTube specifically up 32%. Other revenue was up 35% of the year, with other bets revenue up 15%, while losses in the division grew 11% to top $1 billion in the quarter. Starting in Q4, Alphabet announced it will break out operating income from its Google Cloud business. Facebook reported it earned $2.71 per share on revenue of $21.47 billion, and you'll never guess it, they beat analyst expectations. The company said it had 196 million daily active users in Canada and the U.S. in the quarter, down 2 million on the quarter, which Facebook said was inflated due to COVID-19 lockdowns. Overall, monthly active users across all of Facebook's apps were up 2.2% to 3.21 billion users. Facebook's other revenue, which includes Oculus and Portal devices, was down 7% in the year to $249 million. And Twitter didn't want to be left out and reported it beat analyst expectations in Q3 with earnings of 19 cents per share on revenue of $936 million. Monetizable daily active users increased 29% in the year to 187 million, but did miss analyst predictions of 195 million. Ad revenue increased 15% in the year, with ad engagement up 27%. In non-earnings news, Under Armour announced it will sell MyFitnessPal to the investment firm Francisco Partners for $345 million, as well as shutting down its Endomondo fitness platform. Under Armour acquired both companies in 2015. The company will continue to own and operate the MapMyFitness platform, which includes MapMyRun and MapMyRide. Nikkei reports that, according to sources, Sony is in final negotiations to buy the anime streaming service Crunchyroll, currently owned by AT&T. The deal is reportedly valued at over 100 billion yen, about 957 million US dollars. Crunchyroll currently has 70 million free users and 3 million paying subscribers, with over 1,000 titles on the service. Samsung announced a global rollout of the SmartThings Find service, an extension of the Find My Mobile app that lets users track down lost Samsung phones, tablets, smartwatches, and earbuds, with support for tracking tags coming in early 2021. The service uses a combination of Bluetooth Low Energy and Ultra Wideband for locating items, with support for devices running Android 8 or later. Once users register a device with SmartThings Find, they can view the item on a map and command devices to ring when close by. Samsung previously launched a trial of the service in the US, UK, and South Korea last month. Google has offered a VPN service to Google Fi subscribers and will now offer it to some Google One users. Users who subscribe to the 2 terabyte storage plan or higher will get access to the VPN, which can be shared with up to 5 other people. The service will initially only be available on Android, but will come to iOS, Windows, and Mac in the coming months. If you buy a 5G-equipped Motorola Razr on Amazon, Amazon workers will open the box and unfold it before shipping it to you. In the product listing, Amazon says, in order to better protect the display, we have folded your Razr. It's safer, but may not look as elegant as we hoped. We apologize if you see any fingerprints on the device, but we assure you, your Razr is brand new. The Financial Times reports that the U.S. can sell smartphone chip components to Huawei as long as they are not used for its 5G business. Huawei has been under the U.S. trade ban since last year, with the most recent restrictions banning Huawei from sourcing any hardware made with U.S. technologies. Netflix announced a price increase for new and existing U.S. subscribers on its standard and premium plans. Standard plans increased $1 a month to $14, with premium plans up $2 to $18 a month. Netflix's basic plan remains $9 a month. Security researchers found a critical vulnerability in Intel code that let them access a service called Red Unlock inside the independent core and discover the secret key used to encrypt updates to firmware. The vulnerability cannot be used for remote hacks, but physical hackers might be able to use it to root a CPU or maliciously attack the chip. Any exploits would disappear on reboot. The vulnerability will also let security researchers analyze microcode patches for vulnerabilities. It has been patched, but chip firmware can always be rolled back. And finally, users of the iOS 14.2 beta reported receiving a frequent notification advising that a new beta is available and that they should upgrade. However, no new beta has been released. A similar bug affected beta users of iOS 12 back in 2018, caused by a flaw in the calculation used when the beta build expires. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.